Hi there. The word for today is, do you believe this? John 11, verse 25, the New Living Translation, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Everyone who believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? You know, we struggle with the idea of our own mortality. It's said that the heroic nurse Florence Nightingale actually feared death so much that after the Crimean War, she went to bed and basically stayed there until she died in 1910. Bible teacher Chuck Swindoll says we skirt the subject by using different things. One, humor. Making a joke of it keeps death at a safe distance so we never have to face reality. Or number two, denial. King Louis XIV of France wouldn't allow the word death to be uttered in his presence, but it didn't work. On September 1, 1715, he discovered that death can't be wished out of existence. People spend so much time, Swindoll says, on anti-aging creams, Botox, and plastic surgery in an attempt to avoid seeing evidence of death's approach. Third thing we use is romanticism. A man in Europe actually built a special room where he can live with his dead wife. His bed is next to her casket. He decorated the room with flowers and candles. He writes her poetry every day in a romantic attempt to avoid the pain of her passing. Number four, fear. Observe fellow passengers on an aeroplane when turbulence suddenly causes drops and vibrations. Young and old alike scream and cry out. But the good news is, you don't have to fear death. The one who defeated it on your behalf said in John 14, verse 19, because I live, you will live also. When you repent and commit your life to Christ, you have his personal guarantee of eternal life. After Lazarus died, Jesus told his sister, I am the resurrection and the life. Everyone who believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? The answer is, if you do, and put your trust in Christ, you will live with him forever. And that's the word for you today.